And a good Sunday afternoon to you. I hope that you've enjoyed a great day of being in the presence of our Lord to worship Him and to hear from Him, and that you've been enjoying an afternoon of resting with your family and with your friends. Hi, this is Dr. Doug Cowan, Director of Ministry here at KAXL, and I'm inviting you to spend some time to pray, to look at some topics of importance to you and your family, and to enjoy some music this afternoon. Here's the Rend Collective Experiment, Build Your Kingdom Here.
Build your kingdom here, let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand, heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire, win this nation back. Change the atmosphere, build your kingdom here, we pray. Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are your church, and we need your power in us.
Let's go!
We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace. We lay down our lives for heaven's cause. We are your church, and we pray revive this earth.
The Lord was upon me. He brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "O sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the voice of the Lord. I will make breath into you and you will come to life.' Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath and say to it, 'Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain that they may live.'" So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army.
We'll be right back.
A number of prayer requests came into our station just in this past week. I'm going to ask you to pray with me for them, a number of them. I mean, like 100 of them. They kind of fall into these kinds of categories. There were several people who were asking for prayer for employment. They're out of work. They're looking for work. They want to work. We want to be praying for them, that God would bring them employment so that they can take care of themselves, their families, and others. We had people asking for prayer for loved ones who were injured from really freak accidents, and they were hurt pretty badly, and they're asking for healing. And every week, of course, we get people who call in because they've been diagnosed with cancer. As I've said recently, I know two women who have been healed of stage 4 cancer. God is still here. He's not just back behind the North Star somewhere. God is still here, and He is the life giver, and He still is active in people's lives. We want to be praying that God would heal these people who have been diagnosed with cancer. We've had 2 or 3 requests just in this past week for prayer from people involved in international ministries. We have one who's involved with the International Voice of the Orphan in Uganda and will be traveling back there for ministry. Another who's involved in another country in Africa. And we want to pray for these and all who are on the mission field, serving our Lord, advancing the kingdom of God in faraway countries. We have prayer requests for people regarding their marriages. Many people are struggling in their marriage. We want to pray that God will bring peace, and that God will allow people to trust Him to work and to breathe life back into their marriages. Some are asking for prayer for their children in different stages in their life, different issues with their children, but we want to be praying for these families and for their children. And there are a few who have called asking that God would bring comfort in a time of grief where people have lost a loved one, buried a child, buried a parent, buried a spouse, that God would bring comfort. And so would you join me in prayer right now as we pray for those who have called in asking for prayer? Our Father in heaven, You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and even the angels of heaven bow down and worship You. And You call us Your children. You have adopted us as Your children. And You are weaving us together to be the bride of Your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We know You love us, and You have put Your Holy Spirit within us and among us to minister to us, to strengthen us, to empower us. And You say that we can come into Your throne room of grace, that we can approach You with confidence, and that there we can find mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. And so here we are, Your children. And by the thousands, we are praying right now for these who have called in asking for prayer. For those who need jobs, Lord, please provide everything they need. They are looking for work. They want to work. Father, please give them what they need. Provide for their needs according to Your riches in glory, and give them a job. Father, for those that are hurt, for those who have recently had surgery, for those that are dealing with cancer, we ask that You would heal them in Your compassion. Reach down and heal these, our brothers and sisters in Christ. Bring healing to their bodies, healing to their soul. Bring healing to them. Lord, for those who are praying that You would just help them walk closer to Christ, they're asking for freedom from darkness. Bring that to them, Father. Deliver them. Bring them to a place where they are fully in love with You and they give themselves to You, spirit, soul, and body, waiting for the day when they see our Lord Jesus face to face. Lord, for those that are involved in international ministries and are asking for prayer, please be with them. Surround them with Your presence. Provide every single need that they have, from traveling to expenses to safety, whatever it might be, Lord. Use them for Your kingdom, both here and as they travel great distances to serve others in Your name. Be with them, Lord. And we pray for all of the families listening, for the marriages. Strengthen each of our marriages, Lord. For our children, please draw their hearts closer and closer to Yours. And for those who are grieving, please give them comfort right now. Bring peace and comfort to those who are brokenhearted, because of loss in their life. And Father, please give them some sense of perspective too. Lord, these are our prayers. You are not far away. You are right here with us. And so I ask that out of your great compassion for us, that you would reach down, consider each of these situations, and work in our lives. Lord, this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We live in a culture that at times seems just obsessed with all of the imagery of death. I mean, look at all the t-shirts that are sold. You know, people are wearing skulls, crossbones. Images of death are everywhere. These images of death, they don't come from the kingdom of heaven. They come from the kingdom of darkness. It's Jesus who says that it's the devil who has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus says of himself, I have come that you might have life and have life abundantly, have more than enough life. The Bible gives us a number of pictures of God giving life to things that are without life, starting right from very creation. Adam, God forms him out of clay. He's just a sculpture. He's like a statue. He's just something that God has shaped out of clay until he breathes life, and man became a living being. And we have this picture from Ezekiel of the Valley of the Dry Bones. These things were dead until God breathes life into them. Jesus, laying in the tomb, was dead until the Spirit of God raises Christ from the dead. And one day, God will raise our mortal bodies from the dead. There will be this resurrection of the dead. God is about life and life in abundance. And sometimes as we go through day by day by day, we can be in situations where it just seems that all hope is lost. But it's not, because it's God who brings life. It's God who has sent his Son to this world to give life. Jesus Christ himself is the life giver. The Spirit of God brings life. We are never without hope as long as we have God in our life. God is the one who revives the dead. God is the one who brings resurrection both to dead bodies and dead bones, as well as to situations in our life, marriages that seem dead, families that seem dead, relationships that seem broken. God is the one that revives the dead. The hand of the Lord was upon me, says the prophet. He brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and he settled me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. Now, when two armies would come to fight, certainly if they had chariots or horses, they would want to fight on the floor of the valley, the fast ground. If they didn't have chariots, they didn't have horses, they would want to have their battle up in the mountains on the sides of the valley, because they were on foot. So here was a battlefield, two armies that had come to battle against each other. When your opponent lost, if you won that battle, you wouldn't take time to bury that other army. You would simply strip them of everything valuable, and you would leave the bodies there in the sun to be eaten by wild animals, for the bones to be left to bleach. You wouldn't care about their bodies. They were defeated enemies, and on you would move. And so here the prophet is taken to one such valley. The bones were very dry, Scripture tells us, meaning that this battle had taken place in the distant past, and these people, these bones, were really, really dead. All hope was lost from man's point of view. The sovereign Lord says, Son of man, can these bones live? And son of man, here it's an interesting phrase. It means, O human man. O human. O being of this planet. O human man, can these bones live? And the prophet has enough sense to at least say, O sovereign Lord. The meaning of this phrase is, O wonderful Lord who is the eternal, self-existent one. O sovereign, eternal Lord, only you know. So we have this contrast between God talking to a human being who's frail, fragile, mortal, of the earth, of dust, and this human being talking to the one who created the universe, who gives life to everything, who is self-existent, who has always been eternal and always will be. And he answers rightly, only you know, O life giver, only you know. And God's instruction then is this: prophesy to these bones, speak the word of the Lord to these bones, and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord, hear the voice of the Lord. Listen, when God speaks, it is done. When God speaks, it matters and it is done. Let God speak into your life and into your situation. Whatever your situation may be, please hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these dead and dry bones. I will make breath enter you. I will make spirit enter you. I will make life enter you. You will come to life. I will attach tendons to you, and I will make flesh come upon you, and I will cover you with skin. But that's not enough. And I will put spirit, breath, life in you, and you will come to life. And then you will know that I am the Lord. Now, of course, he's talking about the nation of Israel that at this point is in captivity, and it looks like all hope is lost for this nation. And God is saying, even though things look bleak, I am going to bring you back to life. But this prophecy is for God's people, for all of God's people. How many situations have you ever been in, or perhaps you're in a situation right now that looks absolutely hopeless? And God says, I can bring life to any situation. I can restore anything that looks like it's dead. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. No bones were lost. They were all there. They all came together. No one was left out. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but they were still dead. There was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy to the spirit, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says, come from the four winds. O breath, O spirit, breathe into these dead that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and you know what? Breath entered them, and they came to life, and they stood on their feet, a vast army. They didn't just come to life wandering aimlessly. They came to life as an army with purpose, a mission, something to accomplish, God's army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, and listen to this, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore, speak my word to them. Say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says, O my people. I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back. This is a promise from the life-giving God to the nation of Israel, and he had fulfilled that promise at that time. He fulfilled that. And he continues to be that to his people today. The God who brings life, the God who brings healing, the God who even revives the dead. This is our God.
In the mirror, all I see is who I don't want to be. Remind me who I am. In the loneliest places, when I can't remember what grace is.